Meanwhile, there are concerns of Pasifika families falling victim to loan sharks and unscrupulous pawn loan agreements. Community workers say families have lost invaluable assets. Whenau Whanua has more.
Tapa mats are a lucrative commodity in most Pacific cultures, with some purchased for thousands of dollars. But many tapa mats are not for sale. They hold sentimental value and are only exchanged as gifts in funerals, weddings, or birthdays. They are passed on from generation to generation. But now families are losing these items as they are being loaned out in financial desperation. Auckland-based JP and Tongan community leader Salote Lilo says she's dealt with families who've lost their tapa mats after loaning them out to pawnbrokers and are unable to pay them back.
They're bound to use their assets, which is because it's in a high value, those tapa cloth, and they use that as a security to get some fund somewhere. And I think that's where these loan shark people had the opportunity or chance to scam them, you know, to get the stuff for less cost.
As a JP who certifies financial requests, such as the withdrawing of savings, Lilo says she's seen a noticeable increase in the number of families emptying their KiwiSaver accounts.
I've seen a lot of people walk in this office just to claim their KiwiSaver because they can't afford to pay their rent.
Is that number increasing?
Yes. It's increased since the beginning of this year.
It's not just Auckland that's experiencing this problem. Hamilton-based financial helpline advisor Teresa Alaimoana says she's also dealt with a number of Pasifika families in similar situations. Alaimoana says Pasifika clients typically lend traditional items such as expensive tapa mats in exchange for attractive loans which cannot realistically be paid off.
You know, they'll be in a situation, you know, a desperate situation. So, for example, this was a situation where there was a senior in the family and they needed money quickly. So they've turned to the pawnbroker because that's what they saw was the easiest way to get, you know, to get money.
Pawn loans like these are not illegal if transacted by registered brokers. It's an issue that's currently being evaluated by the New Zealand High Court after New Zealand's Commerce Commission filed proceedings. New Zealand's Commerce Commission told RNZ Pacific in a written statement that it's waiting for a judgment to be made.
The Commission has received several queries from financial mentors around pawnbroking contracts and specific issues including poor affordability assessments, the amount of interest being charged, and a significant increase in the redemption price to extend the term so borrowers can redeem valuable and culturally important belongings. As consumers borrow money under a pawnbroking contract, to what extent they are covered by the Credit Contractors and Consumer Finance Act 2003 is currently being determined by the courts.
There are 45 registered pawn loan shops in New Zealand as of January 2024.